is 4 p.m. in New York, 10 p.m. in Johannesburg, and 3 a.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Schneiderbean from SundayBean.com, and you're listening to a special edition being recorded from Williston, North Dakota. I'm a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations, and I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. Hello, Sunday speaking. Hey, it's Sunday. You remember your 15-year-old self? Oh, hey, sweetie, how you doing? Why are you calling me? Sunday, I'm calling you because I'm mad. Wait a minute, 15-year-old Sunday. Have you seen my life? I have an amazing life. Great husband, kids. I love my job. Why are you mad at me? Because Sunday, it's been a long time since we've talked. And I've got a message for you. And that's how it started. I got a call from my 15-year-old self. And she was pissed. She had a message for me. There was something specific she wanted me to know because she loves me. And today on Expat Happy Hour, I'm going to share with you the message I got from my 15-year-old self so you can go back in time and get a message from your old self. Why? Because listen, we need to go back to our old self when we feel like we've lost something or when we're off track. Even though we grow and we learn and we change, there is some wisdom trapped back in our old selves. I talk to clients all the time who tell me, Sunday, I feel like I lost myself. And today is the day you're going to go back and get a message from your old self. So here we go. I'm going to tell you what I learned when I did this exact same thing about my old self and how it's helped me realign as so that you can do it for yourself. So we're going to travel back in time. For those of you who've listened to my podcast before, you know I like Wayne's World. Doo-loo, doo-loo, doo-loo. We're going to go back in time and I'm going to have a conversation with my old self using some key questions. And then it's going to be your turn for where you ask your former self some important questions. So the first question I ask her, that 15-year-old self, is, hey, Sunday, how are you feeling? And she says, Sunday, I'm pissed. Why? Why are you mad? I'm angry because I feel like you've lost something important to you. That's what came up. I did this exercise and that's what came up. And I thought, something is wrong. Why are you angry at me? Because Sunday at 15, you see me implementing recycling in your high school, wearing Save the World t-shirts, talking to everybody about ways in which you can reduce the use of water in your home, putting things in your toilet so you use less water and making your mom change what kind of cleaning fluid she uses. That's a 15-year-old self that was super focused on the environment and very active in taking action on the things that mattered to her. And I thought, you know what? My 15-year-old self, she kind of has a point. I was on fire about the environment and took action. I didn't care if it was against the grain or not mainstream. I did it anyway. And now looking back 25 plus years later, I realize there's that spirit, that fight that kind of got quiet along the way as I took on responsibilities professionally and the complexity of my life increased and I started focusing on my family. But you know what? She's smart. She has a message for me. And it's time for me to go back and get that sense of injustice and use it to fight more. So I continued to talk to her. I thought, you know what? It was good to find out what she had to say. Next question. Well, Sunday, 15-year-old self, What are you happy about? And she said to me Sunday, congratulations. Congratulations on your dedication. You had some dreams in your life and you allowed yourself to work on them and even allow them to get bigger than you imagined, and you kept moving forward. So thank you for working so hard, because I had things I wanted to do and you've done even more than I could have imagined. Okay, now it's time for tough love. So she hit me with it. Tough love. She said, listen, here's where you're off course. Even though I'm 15 and you're much older than me, I have an important message. Here's where you're off course. You're not fully in alignment with the things that you're passionate about and your actions. So while you believe in the environment and doing more to save our, you know, clean water and the air quality, et cetera, you need to put not your money where your mouth is, but your feet in action and do more. That's where you're off course. You've forgotten to take more action, right? So I sat down with her and we said, what are you going to do so that you can do more and create more change and stand behind the principles that you value, but put action behind them? So we sat down and I said, I'm going to carve out 1 hour a week to look at some of the goals that are most important to me. One of my friends and colleagues, Naomi Hadaway from I'm a Triangle, recommended sitting down with the sustainable development goals, picking the top 1, 2, or 3 that I believe in, and then finding out the concrete action that I can take. This is also why I've interviewed Claudia from the Global Goals Cast, because it's all about action. So my 15-year-old self said, Sunday, you have the knowledge, but it's not, you're not taking enough action. So I gulped, swallowed hard, and went, okay. Like I was getting in trouble, sitting back in detention in high school for something that I shouldn't have done, right? Okay, sister, I hear your message. I get it. It is a part of myself I've forgotten, the old self that wants to come back. And now I have a very concrete way I'm going to start taking action. Thank you for sharing that message. She said, you're welcome. Flipped her hair back over her shoulder and looked him in the eyes before she left. And she said, promise me this. And I held my breath, looked at her, and I said, what? And she said, don't give up on me. So I won't. That's the conversation I had with my 15-year-old self. And I want you to have a conversation with that old self, that part of your old self that you loved and you miss, because I don't want you to give up on you. So here it is. It's your turn. I want you to go back in time and have a conversation with your old self. And I'm going to guide you through the questions. I'll give them to you now, and then you can go to my blog and get access to them. So you can do this as an assignment or journaling in private when you're ready. Okay, question number one. Which age do you want to go back to? What was that time, your old self, where you felt like you were really thriving, where you felt kind of like a badass, where you loved who you were then? Go back there and pick the age. Okay, you got it. For me, I picked my 15-year-old self. I could have as well picked my 25-year-old self, and I would have learned different things, but I landed on 15. Okay, so now you have the age. Write that down. Now, give her a call. She's got a message for you. Pick up the phone and you ask her, hey, hun, how are you feeling? Listen to her answer. Listen to his answer. How are you feeling? See what they say. Are they proud of you? Are they feeling sad? Are they angry? Are they surprised? Are they confused? How is he feeling? How is she feeling? Okay, what's the emotion? Write that down. Second, complete this sentence from your old self. Congratulations on. What are they proud of? What are they happy about that you've done? Number three, thank you for what? What are they thanking you for? Looking back on all those years, they're so grateful that you did what you did. Number four, tough love. How do they complete this sentence for you? Here is where you're off course. Here is where you're off course. This is tough love. When you look at yourself straight in the eyes, that old self, what do they say? Next, we've gotten hit in the belly with a tough love. Now it's time to go up again. Here's what's working well. Here's what's working well, and do more of that. Even though this is your old self, your former self, they're wise. So number five, here is what is working well. Do more of that. Write that down. Six. Okay, truth bomb. This is what has to change. This is what has to change. Write down the top three things that feel relevant for you. And finally, the promise. Promise me that. How does your old self complete that sentence? What do they want so desperately for you to do from now on? So you don't lose more time, so that you can start seeing changes, so you can feel even better about how things are going right now. There you have it, some core messages from your old self. This is a way to step back and realize what you've lost. Some of my clients feel like they've lost their sense of self. And together, when we work, we realize there are some old parts of themselves that just need to be activated. We need to find new ways to feel that inner rebel, new ways to experience that sense of adventure you were so hungry for, new ways to create action in your life, new ways to take better care of your health, new ways to make an impact in your community that you were starving for, new ways to take emotional risks and create connection with the ones that you love the most. Do the work, follow the steps I've shared, and that's what you can create now. It's not too late. Your old self has a message. This is gold wisdom waiting for you. You just have to do the work. Okay, if you have listened to your old self after you've come back and you've done the work, or you've listened to this and you've gotten some aha moments and you're feeling crappy, here's my advice. Don't beat yourself up, right? It's okay. You are where you are. It is just time to get clear on that. Set some boundaries and make some new choices. Don't get stressed. Don't put yourself in a shame storm. Just look at it. Reclaim that part of you that used to be there that's gone and make new choices. That wisdom is coming from you. It's time to listen to it. Okay, so there you go. My invitation to you is, if listening to the seven parts that we talked about was too fast, re-listen, scroll back, or jump on my blog, grab the guide, and do this as a journaling exercise, because there's too much wisdom locked inside of you that has the ability to help you start making fresh changes now and get unstuck. As you know, my focus has been on getting reconnected, and now we're focusing on getting unstuck. This is the exact method that I use with my clients to start getting momentum in their life, get one step further out of this place of stuck that you might be feeling. So if you want to get unstuck, then time travel with me to your old self, pick up the phone when it rings, and answer those 7 questions. Because you deserve to feel deeply connected to yourself, no matter where you are. If after completing this, you're still feeling stuck, don't worry, I've got your back. As you'll see on the show notes and in my blog, I'm offering a limited number of free coaching sessions to help you get stuck in 30 minutes or less. You have been listening to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Bean, and thank you for listening. I will leave you with an anonymous quote. It's okay. You just forgot who you are. Welcome back.
Ha ha ha!